Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, share sponsor in the schos of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Yudal in the Oiz V'Hodr edition, starting the second perek of the Masechta. Zog the Mishnah. Oisim Pasim Lebirois. What is Pasim Lebirois? As we'll see in the Gemara, this is a special kulo the Rabbanon gave to Oile Regalim, people that come to the regal. They need to use the wells in order to drink and to give water to the animals. The problem is that the wells have a din of a shusayachit because they have the depth of 10 and the width of 4. So you can't take out from the well into a shusayrabi. So you want to create a rishusayachit around the wells so you can take the water from the well, put it in that rishus surrounding the well, and then to drink over there. Now normally, as we saw before, Rabbanim required to have oimed merube alaparots, more fence than openings. But here they were more makel. And they said you don't have to have as much. As long as you have a square coming out of this mechitzas, that will work. How does that square work? So the first mandama holds, what you do is you create 4 L shapes and put it in the 4 corners of the area around the well. So you have the well in the middle, and the 4 corners of the well, you have 4 mechitzas, 4 fences, which are the set, they have an L shape. Each one of the legs of the L facing another direction surrounding the well. Now, as we'll see, midoraiso, this is a good mechitza. Midoraiso, I don't need to have an L shape. As long as I have any type of mechitza, there should be good enough, as the Gemara is going to explain. But midorabanan, you need to have much more. And in this case, they're more makel. It says as long as you have that L shape, which is clearly defining the area around the well, that should be good enough. So let's look at the Mishnah again. Oh, you see pasim lebirois. You can do these pasim, these lines around the wells. Arbod yumdim nirun keshmoina divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It will be 4 lines, but they look like 8 because each one is an L shape. So each one is facing another direction surrounding the well. And if I have 4 L shape mechitzas, I really have here 8 mechitzas. Ramei oimer shmoino nirim keshtemosar. You have to have 8 lines that will create 12 different walls. How? Arbod yumdim ve'arbod pshutim. He agrees with the same yumdim we said before. Yumdim means the L shapes that you have in the 4 corners. Yumdim is lashon du amudim, 2 lines. So it's an L shape. And that you have in the 4 corners. And in between the L shapes, you create another mechitza. You have another line between every corner. So you have 4 lines between the corners. And you have the 4 corners, which have an L shape. So in total, I have 12 lines. Because the 4 corners, each one is double. That creates 8 lines. And then I have 4 in the middle. That's 12. Koivam asar tfachim. The height of the dyumni will be 10 tfachim. Ve'roichvam shisha. And the width will be 6. Even though usually 4 is enough. Here, we're more machmir. Ve'oivyam koshu. And the width can be anything. Uvenayim, the space in between. The open space in between. It's the size of 2 groups of 3 oxen. Total of 6 oxen. That's what Divrei Ameir holds. That comes out to be exactly 10 amos. And that's the size you can have opening between the walls, between these yumdin. Not groups of 3, but groups of 4 oxen, 2 groups of 4 oxen, which comes out to be 13 amos plus, as we'll see in the Gemara. These animals, when you measure this, that size, has to be animals that are tied together so it's a smaller area. We have 2 teams here, 2 groups. One group will be facing the inside, one group will be facing the outside, which gives a little more space than if they were all facing the same area. As mentioned before, the reason here we're makel, what's the kula? That we're allowing more pirtza than oimid, more opening than actual fence. So therefore, we always said yumnin, that's what has to do that L shape. Avaloi pshutim, and pshutim will not be enough. Meaning, even though midoraiso, you don't really have to have an L shape. Just having a straight line is good enough, but that's all midoraiso. Midorabanon, we're more machmir. Here, there were more mekel. We didn't mekel to do it like deraiso. We said you have to have a little bit more. Ufu moichiach alatso mishum alachas aber. And the cooler rabbanon is specifically around a well, and you're making L shapes around the well, so it's clearly done for the well to show that it's a specific cooler over here, which is not applied to other places. Rabbi Zeir b'Shablozer You see, to what extent you have Tchum Shabbos, what Chumr you have to be at Tchum Shabbos? What? Shimosoken b'mokom achad, or b'mokom acher, meaning if he did these four mechitzas, not around the well, just in any place he wants to do it. He made these four mechitzas. The Chazar v'zorek, and then he went and threw him, using Rav Chaim's gears over here, miyoshusa rabim l'soichoy, so then it will be chayov. So what do you see over here? You see that creating this mechitzas does work with the raisa. The only reason we are allowing it by a bear only, not in other places, is that then there are button, they're make clear, not someplace else. But me the raisa, this is a good mechitzah. If you do it any other place that someone would throw into it, you would be chayav for digging out from Shus Rabim into Shus Ayachit. Usually, as we mentioned, you need to have more fence than opening. Here you're allowing more opening than a fence. See, there is one chumra over here. As we saw earlier, the size of a pas, of a line that you need in order to create a mechitza is four tefachim. So if I have more mechitza than I made, four tefachim is enough to be a mechitza. But here they were doing a kulo. They were allowing to have more pirtza than I made, so you want to have each mechitza at least six tefachim in width. Says the Gemara, "Avir Mebushim Rav Loitir Pasah Biroes Elo Oyler Regolim Milvat." Only to the Oyler Regolim coming to Yerushalayim, they are the ones that can use Pasah Biroes to take water out of the well. Rav Avinoma Bishas Oyler Regolim. No, it's not only for Oyler Regolim, but in the time that you have Oyler Regolim, everybody can use these type of wells. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. "Avir Mebushim Shmuel by Veitzchok Bnei Oyler Regolim." Even when you don't have Oyler Regolim, but because by Oyler Regolim, Remak Makel, to do these Pasei Berois, and to take water out of the well, so we make it always to do it around the well. Omar Ezra Kamir, Mano, Mastiso, Amokan, you have a brace like this. Oyster Pasei Berois, Bisman Azad, you can do it even today, even though there's no Oyler Regolim. Says the more of that. Taninon, we'll bring another example to this. It says, Mimalim, Mibor Hagoylo, Pegalgol, Bishabis. So in Bor Hagoylo, which is a well that was in Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to draw water with a galgal. Galgal is a wheel that has ropes to it and makes it very easy to take water out of the bore. You can do it outside of Beis HaMikdash because maybe people start drawing water in order to go and water their field. But in Beis HaMikdash you could do it. And there it says also that you could take out from Be'er Hakar on Yom Tov. Be'er Hakar refers to a mokor of Maim Chaim, of a spring of water, and they're allowed to take water out of there on Yom Tov. So it says over there, what is the reason you can take water on Yom Tov? When Eretz Yisrael came from Goylo, so then the Nevi'im allowed them to take water out of this bear on Yom Tov. Because referring to time when they came from the Goylo and there was no water to drink. They didn't allow any bears, but any wells, only that specific one. Now, but here there was a reason. They came and had nothing to drink. So there, once they allow to take from bear a car, so you allow it even when that reason is bottle. So here, even though they did it for Hilary Golim, even though that reason is bottle, you still can take out water from a bear using Pasei Berois. Rav Dimi de Chefo, Oyer Bechefo, he was Moyer and Chefo, that you could do Pasei Berois around the well. And Rav Yirmi Oyer Bechalef, the Pasei Berois is Manazeh, he did Ariwa in the place called Chalef, that you could do Pasei Berois today. So we learned in our Mishnah, the Machlokes of Rami Rabbi Yehuda, how do you do Pasei Berois? Rami held you have to make 12 passim, 12 lines, by creating 4 yumdim, 4 L-shaped corners, and another 4 pshutim, 4 straight lines. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you just do the 4 corners. Says the Gemara of Ubayi Meimar, they wanted to say, Rami Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda lo Yehuda Rami. Meaning the people, the Bnei Yeshiva wanted to say, the Ramir is not coming to be Machmir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to make 4 corners, the Yumdin, the L shape. And the space in between cannot be greater than the allowed space. According to Ramir, there will be 10 amma. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be 13 amma plus. But if you have more room, if you put the Yumdin, they're too far from each other. So then these Yumdin don't work and you cannot use it. Comes Ramir and says, I have a solution. If you want to extend it, you want to make the Yumdin a little further away from each other. Just put pasim in the middle, put straight lines in the middle, you're good to go. So Rameir is coming to be Mekel, to be more lenient on Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning Rameir agrees to Rabbi Yehuda, And Reb Yehuda does not agree to Reb Meir's idea of adding pasim. Says the Gemara, Reb Meir, Yehuda, Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir, he said, Yumdim Pshutim. Reb Meir holds that you're required to have both Yumdim and Pshutim. And you say that he's come to agree to Reb Yehuda? What's the idea that Reb Meir holds that they have Yumdim and Pshutim? The reason is, you said Yumdim, Avalay Pshutim. If you bake only Yumdim, only the corners, and now the straight lines in the middle, he's going to all think that that's how you can make Mechitza Shabbos always. He's going to go and do this in other places, meaning not only in the bar, not only in the bear, not only in the well, and you'll be chayav midarabon. So that's the reason Rameh requires to have the Yumni and the Pshutim, even if the space is small. You need to have both in order to be able to use this concept of Yumni. So says the Gemara now, okay, so now that we said Rameh does not agree to Reb Yehuda, the Yumni is enough. Will Reb Yehuda agree to Rameh? Says the Gemara, they each argue. According to Reb Yehuda, only the corners work. And according to Rameh, only corners and lines in between work. Omar Rav Manu, Avagav Deloy Omar Rav Yoyso Rabbi Hadom Milso, Omar De Kavaso. So Rav Manu is a Talmud of Rav Yoyso, and we find many times he says things in the name of Rav Yoyso. He says, I did not hear this specifically from Rav Yoyso. I heard something similar. What did he hear? Rabboin Verabbanon, that's the Gersa of Rav Chaim. Boom Kamei Rav Zeiro. And again, we're using the Gersa of Rav Chaim over here. Kami Edyumot Rochoik Veloye Pashut. So the Yud, like we said, is the L-shaped wall. What happens if you have two parts of a wall, which are, have an L shape, but they're not connected? There's some space between the two parts of the wall. When does that wall stop being an L shape and becomes a pashut? Omar lei, pochos mishloisho kesosum. Yoyse mishisho huflok. If it's less than three, then you say lovud. Then within three tfachim to each other, it's considered to be connected. That's clear. If it's more than six tfachim, as we mentioned before, the width of the oimid of the wall is six tfachim. So if it's further away than six tfachim from the corner, so clearly it's not connected because six tfachim is the shear in this place. Continues the Gemara in Daf Tezvah Amud Aleph. Elaken Ayin Kaima, we're talking about Mishloisho Ve'ad Shisho, between three to six. So it's after Lavud, but it didn't reach yet the level of the size of the wall in this space. So here comes the question. Will this have a din of a Yumot? Or has a din of a Pashut? Says the Gemara, In Temer Amer Yoy Dabudu, if Amer agrees to Abudu, that you could do either a Yumot or the Pashut is coming to add a Abudu. Fiyasek a Yumot or if a Loy Tzuch Pashut. Meaning, according to Reb Chaim's explanation, the Gemara understands that we want to know if this is Pashut because we need a Pashut. So the question is this already a Pashut? Or no, you need more space in between in order to create a Pashut. Says the Gemara, what? If Rameh agrees to Abudu, you don't need a Pashut. So we don't really care if this is a pashut or not. Because Yomar Shach, if I have your Yumot, that's good enough according to Rameir. And if I have a pashut, according to Rameir, a pashut works as well. So Rameir is just going to add an abudah. So why do I care if this is considered to be a pashut or not? The fact I'm requiring here, I'm trying to explore if this is a pashut or not, Masha, that you need to have a pashut, it is not enough to have a Yumot. That's why Rameir doesn't agree to abudah, the Yumot is enough. He requires Yumot and pashut. Meaning it requires the L shape and the straight line as well. Says the Gemara, Omar Abba Bamemel, Lenitzcha Amir Lipshutim El Bishitas Abudu. Where Amir says that not only Jumud you need, but you need also the straight line, that's not according to his sheet, it's according to Abudu's Shita. Meaning referring to the second machlokes we have here of Amir Abudu. How much of an opening do you have over here? Is it 10 Amo or 13 plus? So according to Amir, that's only 10 Amo, I don't need to have a Pashut. Always a Pesach, a door, an opening is 10 Amo. Why should I need something in between? Primero tells Reb Yehuda, according to you, that you can have an opening of 13 amma plus, so it's more greater than 10. You need to have at least a straight line in the middle. Says the Gemara, no, Omar Abayis, he disagrees. Fafilu b'shitasi, even according to his shita, that we're talking about a space of 10 amma only. Mikomakom enoimed rabbi ala parts. Still, even in the, and when you have an opening of 10 amma, in the case of Jumadim, the oimed defense is not greater, it's not larger than the opening. Because the opening here is greater than the oimed, so you need a pashut in between, even according to Rameir. Meaning the fact that Rameir is requiring a straight line in the middle, it's not only if you hold that the opening is more than 10 amma. Even if the opening is 10 amma, I still need a straight line, because at the end of the day, I have a kulo that the opening is greater, is larger than the fence. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Eruvin Daf Yudalid.